Welcome back. Audioboo listeners, it's Adam Daniel Mazet. I'm actually in a gondola. I'm on the Whistler gondola. I'm on my way back down the mountain. And since I'm looking at this wonderful scenery, this truly gorgeous, pristine, natural scenery, as the Rocky Mountains envelop us here, I thought I would take the opportunity to just record a small something that I was thinking about recently. You know, we're a massive country, Canada. We have 6 time zones, actually 6.5, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe 6, let's count. Newfoundland, Atlantic, Eastern, that's 3. Central, 4, Mountain, 5, and Pacific, 6, since we have 6 time zones. And we don't really sound altogether differently, although there are some parts of the country where we sound pretty unique. For example, people from Newfoundland and from the Atlantic provinces sound a very particular way. People, of course, from the province of Quebec sound a particular way. But I think English Canadians pretty much sound the same. It doesn't matter really where you go. However, I notice here that people are always asking me in Vancouver, they're asking me, where are you from? I'm like, I'm born and raised in this country, you know, I'm Canadian through and through, I'm born in Toronto. And they're like, no, really, where are you from? Because you don't really have a Canadian accent. Which gets me thinking, is there really such a thing as a Canadian accent? Yeah, of course, you know, Americans, especially Americans, will make fun of us and say that we say things like, oot in a boot. I never heard a Canadian ever say oot in a boot. Maybe I've heard people say out and about, but I've never heard people say oot in a boot. Even when I was in Scotland, in Glasgow, and in Edinburgh, I didn't hear people go, oot in a boot, which sounds almost like a parody, like a Jim Carrey parody sketch on Saturday Night Live. But let's not go there. Like Fireman Jim, whatever the name of that character was. But so I noticed the people that are asking me if I'm a foreigner are actually foreigners, people that are not from Canada, which leads me to think that when they go to English school, which are classes either offered by the government or what have you, it leads me to believe that they're hearing Canadian taught by native speakers that have maybe strong accents or whatever the case may be. Now, I know I have a little bit of an accent, and that's because my parents are Europeans, and my parents have accents when they speak English, but I never thought that I had an accent. So, I don't know, do you think I have an accent? And Canadians out there that are listening to me, I mean, certain words maybe I say a bit old worldish, although when people were telling me that, I paused and I was like, that's like the second time that I heard that on my trip this weekend to British Columbia, to Vancouver. So, that's my thought du jour. And wanted to thank you again for listening, and I'm almost at the end of my gondola ride. At the Real ADM on Instagram.